Hello everyone, this is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, here this absolutely beautiful Sunday morning with another episode of my Facebook challenge. And because of how beautiful today is, it's only right for me to talk about the power of gratitude. Are you thankful for where you are? Are you thankful for what you have? Are you thankful for the people in your life? Do you realize how privileged you are? You may not think so because you've been busy comparing yourself to other people and thinking that everybody else has it better than you or is doing better than you. But there is somebody somewhere who would give their left arm for the life that you're living right now. And that's how I lead my life. I do my best to always be aware of the privileges I have. And the reason why I live the life I live is because there's somebody somewhere who worked incredibly hard to give me the opportunities that I have, to put me in a position that they were not ever in a position to be. There's someone, and I'm talking about my parents, of course, who worked incredibly, they made incredible sacrifices, ridiculous sacrifices, including being apart from each other for years, so that we, their children, could do better, could live better. And that is something that is not far from me. And it has benefited me, especially as I've gotten older, because I understand that those kinds of opportunities don't come easy, number one. Number two, they help me with my emotional growth. They help me to understand that there's no reason for me to be bitter. There's no reason for me to be resentful or frustrated or constantly angry. When I find myself in those states, I have to remind myself that I am in a far better position than so many other people around me. You know, living in Nairobi, living in Kenya, I see, even in places that are supposed, rich and lavish locations, I see poverty everywhere. Like, I literally have to remind myself that I could so easily have been in that position. Why me? Why am I living this life? What is it that is so special about me that I have these opportunities that so many other people would kill for? What is it about me that I have this, so many advantages and so many resources and so much that I can do and that I have my health? Honestly, the times when I am most thankful is when it's very, very cold. I know this sounds really weird, but it's just something that I have in me. Or when it's raining hard outside, I immediately start thinking about the people who don't have shelter. People who maybe do have shelter, but it's dilapidated. And here I am. I'm safe and I'm warm. Like, I just always remind myself that I'm in a far better space than other people are. And that it's important for me to be thankful because, it could be taken away. There are no guarantees in life. That's another thing about this life that we're leading. There are absolutely no guarantees. So what is the point of spending all this time being bitter and resentful and angry because of what you thought that you were supposed to get and that you didn't get? What about what you have right now? Have you ever taken the time to think about how far you've come from where you were before? Have you taken the time to be thankful for the fact that your family is healthy? That your children are going to school, you can provide for them, you can provide for your family, that they need for nothing. They may want for a lot of things, but they need for nothing. I think it's very important for us to start putting our lives into perspective and to actually understand that we really are, in the words of Phil Collins, it's another day in paradise. To me, it is. I am far removed from you know, real life problems that people are going through. And so for me, where I stand, it is my duty to do the work that I'm doing right now. There is no point in me keeping who I know I can be when I know I can take this information, I can take these messages, and I can deliver them to you and remind you about a subject like this, about being thankful, being grateful. Don't take it for granted. I think as the years move by, life has shown us how brutal it can be, how cruel, how merciless it can be. Can take loved ones just like that in a split second. Your entire family can be wiped out. Life can work against you, and suddenly you've lost your job. It's so, I have 100 million examples that I don't have to go through. I just want you to know that there's great privilege in being thankful. Gratitude makes you humble. And humility makes you compassionate. It makes you have empathy towards other people. Now, empathy is something that I don't see very much of. But I'm thankful because I have select people in my life who have taught me about the power of compassion and empathy, because they are always grateful, always thankful for where they are. Like I know I always use my mother as an example because, you know, she's my hero. She will always be my hero. But she is a living example of somebody who lives in constant gratitude, in constant humility, in constant empathy of other, you know, people's situations. And it's kept me very grounded. I have no reason to be arrogant. For what? Or to be egotistic. About what? I live better. I have better relationships. I act better. My health is better. I sleep better because of being consciously grateful. Even when I find myself complaining, I have to remind myself, you are still in a place of privilege. You are still in a place that millions of people would want to be. So you need to figure out a way to change your attitude. And that's my hope for you as we start yet another new week. It's scorching hot out here. I'm sorry for anybody who's living in the Western Hemisphere. Okay, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to laugh. But It's a very important lesson as we start our brand new week to try and not be so fixated on what is wrong and try and be thankful for the little things. As you're sitting on the table, having your breakfast, watching your children eat their breakfast before they go to school in the morning, say a silent prayer and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you that we have a stable place, that we have a stable income, that my children are healthy and my children are happy. Thank you that I can provide for them. Thank you that I can do these things, that I can do so much more than other people. Just do your best throughout this week to say as many thank yous as possible. Not necessarily to other people, but just saying a silent thank you for the fact that you woke up in the morning and you're healthy. The fact that you can go to work and you have a source of income. For the fact that if you have a family, that they're happy, they're healthy. Take your time this week to say thank you, to have gratitude in your heart. Because like I said, if you have the ability to watch this right now, that means that you are in a far better position than many people who don't have access to the internet. But you do. Let's try our best this week to not complain, especially when you know that the things you're complaining about are completely inconsequential. They don't mean anything. It's just something to make you feel better. Well, turn it around and use gratitude to feel better, to feel good about your situation. I'm not saying that, you know, you should settle, but I'm saying on your way to the things that you want, the person that you want to become, on your way on this journey that you're on, be thankful. Be thankful for the people who paved the way to be where you are, and be thankful for the abilities that you have to take yourself further. Try and live in gratitude this week. Thank you, Kiai Koech. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're live watching with me. But I just think that it's really important for us to change the way we look at ourselves. I no longer feel like there's a guarantee anymore. There used to be a time when I would lull myself into this illusion that everything will be the same. It's not. Our days are so much shorter than they used to be. Let's try our best to not waste it. To not waste them. Waste these very precious days on being angry or being resentful or holding on to emotions that are only, it's like a rot. It's like rust or just this black toxicity that just keeps spreading. Gratitude is our only antidote, because to me, gratitude leads to humility, leads to compassion, leads to forgiveness. There are so many of us that need to start forgiving ourselves and forgiving others and letting go of things that happened to us. Because if you get stuck in resentment, it'll lead to bitterness and it'll make you vindictive. Start with being thankful for being in a position that many other people would love to be. start with being thankful for what you have, who you are, your ability to walk around and do things that you take for granted. Our ability to walk, just the fact that you're pain-free is something to be thankful for. There are so many people who are living in constant chronic pain. Anyway, I could go on and on about this, but you get my point. Gratitude is a powerful thing. It can change your life because it changes the way you see things, the way you see people, the way you see the circumstances in your life. Take a step back, be thankful. Have gratitude this week. Start your week. Let us all start our week with gratitude. Let's start it right now because it's an absolutely beautiful day. Anyway, thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Kia, I have a feeling that that's probably just still you watching. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a fantastic gratitude-filled week this week. And you'll be seeing more videos from me, everyday videos. They still continue. And take care. Have a good one. And if you like this message, go ahead. Feel free to share it with somebody that you feel might need it. So thanks again. Have yourselves an amazing week ahead. Let's start it with gratitude. And take care. Bye for now.